Hey everybody, in this episode, we discussed the Three Arrows Capital collapse as well as the Celsius crypto situation. So two different collapses that we're seeing in the crypto markets, Celsius seeming to be the more important of the two. So we dive into what's going on there and also talk about some of the NFTs that we're keeping an eye on in this bear market, including the Damien Hirst currency NFT collection, which has been performing well right under everyone's nose. It's up to an $8,000 floor above from $6,000 a mere couple of weeks ago. As usual, this content is sponsored by FTX. You can sign up at thenifty.com/FTX or with the code THENIFTY on your FTX mobile app.
Want to start with NFTs?
In this episode, we're starting with NFTs. First Luna, then Three Arrows Capital collapsing. Who is safe in this NFT and crypto bear market? We're starting with NFTs. As usual, nothing in this video is financial advice. We're not financial advisors. The NFT space is insanely risky, as you can tell. So always do your own research. And if you enjoy the content, hit the like button, smash the subscribe button. You know what to do. Come on now. Gentlemen, starting with NFTs, what do you make of what's going on right now? It's kind of gnarly, huh?
Yeah, man. I mean, it's choppy seas to say the least, right? I think that the nice thing is that we only can go down another 50% from here. You know what I mean? I think that's probably, you know, max loss from here. So we're like more than halfway there in terms of a pain. Yeah. So we're getting close, but yeah, man. I mean, we're seeing strength in Bored Ape Yacht Club, right? Holding 87. I think that's quite impressive. I think the thing that we have to keep in mind here is that NFTs and crypto have a lot of the same people, but like my thesis for like the next cycle is that NFTs may actually do more retail volume than crypto itself, because people are just going to understand NFTs more and there'll be like more B2C integrations on the NFT side versus crypto, which is, you know, B2B. It's like buying stocks. Yep. And so I think that there's people that are, you know, willing to take, bets on Bored Ape Yacht Club. I mean, a lot of people out there are probably doing my Bored Ape Yacht Club ETH hedge right now, which is working out phenomenally. I think when we first spoke of that hedge, ETH is down 20% and Bored Ape Yacht Club is flat. So you're actually up 20% on your Bored Ape. You're welcome. Okay. That's the kind of alpha that I bring to this show. So yeah, Bored Ape Yacht Club looking good. I look down at Sandbox. Sandbox sitting at 1.65. Of course, like ETH's down.
The floor, like, of the Sandbox NFT collection.
Dude, Sandbox got so much shit because there's like, you know, it's not there yet. It's not there yet. These guys have been working on it for such a long time. Like, if you do think about like a decent bear market scoop up, like Sandbox has been building for years.
Yeah.
They have to have some things going on. When you compare them to other projects, like other deeds, like who's really going to get out the gate stronger, right? Like Sandbox starts to look like a play.
And if you boil it down, if I'm thinking about Sandbox, what am I asking myself? I'm saying, do I believe they will just survive this bear market? Yes, I do. Do I believe there will ever be another pump on Metaverse land? Yes, I do. That's enough to think that on the next terrible day for NFTs, I think a lot of us are expecting at least one more terrible day. If you follow Keyboard Monkey, he's expecting at least one more terrible day, clearly. He's probably expecting like a month's worth of terrible days for NFTs. You have to think that Sandbox will probably be a buy.
And here's the thing Sandbox. I pray that they had smart treasury management and they haven't been riding ETH all the way down. Because if they haven't, they're sitting on like $1 billion. You know what I mean? They have more money than anyone else in a stronger engineering team to like pull some stuff off. So I don't know. Like I bought that MeBit earlier. I'm not like pulling the trigger on a lot of things, but I do think that there's like sleepers that I'm keeping an eye on. You know what I mean? I think one that not a lot of people out there in the NFT sphere are talking about. Like a lot of people are like Bored Ape. Well, yeah, fucking duh. CryptoPunks. Yeah, duh. I've been saying those too, but I literally just thought about it on this call, but I'm going to pretend like I've been forming this thesis for weeks. But I do think that, like, you know, stuff like Sandbox, you know, like they've been around since what, 2018, like, you know, that could be a interesting one to take a look at here in the coming weeks.
What are you thinking about Big Brain down there?
I don't know about Sandbox. I was looking at other deeds today and considering scooping one. Unfortunately, my Gemini Urn has not executed. It's probably for the better. Every single time I consider one of these trades, like it's actually saved me from losing money.
Impulse buy.
Because yeah. I was going to buy ETH.
It's kind of like having like a breathalyzer in your car.
Exactly.
It's like, you sure you want to make this trade? We're going to lock you out for 12 hours. See what you think there, buddy.
What I'm seriously considering is putting that money right back into Earn as a result of the money that I saved on this. Because I think, basically the technicals are still not good, even on these up rallies. If you'd bought at like the very bottom, last night / this morning, almost down to 1,000, which was my, target below 1300, it's actually 1052 is the level that I'm looking at approximately, but we went below. But 1,000 around there was the next level down. I think 734 under that is what I'm looking at. And I don't know. It's just like, is this all turning around, right? Like just turning right around? And especially if we think definitely equities not are going to go down another 50%. Which is Michael Burry's thought. And there's a lot of arguments in support of that. And I feel like it's going to get worse before it gets better. It's like,
I'll tell you what, man, if you hear what farmers are talking about right now, they're not even planting crops because of how expensive shit is. Like there could be real supply side inflation continuing to go on. But anyways, I think that's why the remember my trade, there's three ways you can lose and there's one way you can win. And the trade is that you borrow ETH to buy, I forgot how it worked out, but basically you short ETH while you buy NFTs. I'm telling you, someone out there is going to do it. Don't do it. I am not even doing it myself because this is so, so risky. But it would be funny if we look back, I'll be like, oh man, I was kind of smart if that worked out. But I agree with you. It's chop. I lost $5,000, just close to $5,000 trying to trade ETH this week. You know, just like buying, like basically if you want to do this, like, you know, you need a range trade, right? You need to like buy at the bottom of the range, like a sell as soon as it rips up. I did make some money today off of the Fed meeting. I went long some QQQ call options because I figured it's already priced in. The lack of bad news people will take as bullish. That's how bad things are right now. The literal lack of bad news for one day will let the market pump a little bit. Now it's potentially, you know, coming back down. But yeah, I mean, it's choppy seas out there. Another NFT I took a look at, but we can go to the markets after this, but I wanted to, you know, at least get some NFT talk in out of the gate. Another NFT I'm looking at is LinkStat. Now, anyone that knows this,
Now we're talking.
I've had a volatile history with LinkStat. I made money trading it. I bought a bunch at 0.25, got my cost basis out and some profit. They're sitting at 0.4, but what's like interesting is, first of all, Mike Dudas is just a good businessman. I think he's really good at Web3 things, especially DAOs. He's super into DAOs. I think he knows how to operate these things well, but they're getting all of these deals. So apparently by owning a LinkStat, you can go to a Topgolf and you can get like a decent discount on Topgolf. So if you just literally think like, I'm going to go to Topgolf, right, 4 times a year or like 8 times a year, and I'm getting a 10% discount. Over
why didn't
two or three.
We use that? Why didn't we use that at our event?
It's a brand new feature to LinkStat. Brand new, breaking news on air. Breaking news. This is a new feature. You could literally in 2 or 3 years, you could pay this back just in Topgolf discounts. So this is actually what real NFT utility looks like, right? The shaping of a utility pass, where just by owning this pass, you may get enough benefits that it's ROI positive for you without even having to sell the NFT. So yeah, I'm keeping an eye on this one. I was thinking of, you know, sweeping a little bit here just because I think that this is a kind of sleeper project that could build in a bear, right? And get like enough like features and stuff like that baked in for real life golfers that it's actually like a strong value proposition.
I was out with a friend for lunch and I need to, I just sent him a message to find out, but he was less bullish on Linksdow, and there was another golf related NFT that's doing something similar via partnerships with, but I mean, I like, that was only because he's not bullish on DAOs, which is a thing that I generally agree with. But
his pitch was so strong that you don't even remember the name of the other company.
Well, because I don't really typically give a shit about golf, and Top Golf for me is like too far from New York City. So I'd have to like rent a, hopefully they have a discount on Zipcar as well, so I can actually get to the damn place. But these
are bear market NFTs where you're buying a membership pass to save some money in this brutal real life market. But that's what I'm talking about with like NFTs actually having some like real application for a retail user. Imagine
How much is the discount?
I don't know. I'm hoping 10%, dude, because you can make the numbers work at 10%.
10% off, you know, playing some golf, some Top Golf. You tell your buddies, hey, let's go to Linksdow.
3 years, you're break even, dude.
It's
break even 3 years. That's a 30% APR.
So the other thing that's been interesting, and I saw someone in the comments mention it with One of One Art, that is actually true. That is an area that's been sustaining. If you look at the currency, for example, the floor has stayed at on the, it's trading on a US dollar basis. And so we're seeing
one out of one art.
Not even one out of one. That's a collectible, the currency, Damien Hirst.
Oh yeah. The one you always talk about.
But what there's other ones as well. In general, look,
and they're flat in USD.
They're flat in USD. Chromie Squiggle has not actually retained the USD value, but I'm interested in maybe picking up one of those. So from that standpoint, you know, there's a lot of interesting, there were a lot of interesting things. It was actually R was the commenter who said that, not somebody who started with W. So that was the name of the commenter. It said R. I do think the art is interesting, an interesting play, but like you're not going to buy it and have it like go up in speculative value during this. Instead,
you buy Linksdow.
Yeah, if you're buying into something, you're holding on to it. What's this, Pia?
I'm just going to send my 10KTF people into battle real quick, but don't mind me.
Is that something you can do right now?
Apparently, it's something we can do right now, according to Bert, and he said that it's free money, so I could use some free money in this.
How long do we have to do that?
23 hours and 28 minutes.
So did we need to do that right now on the stream? Because
in case people don't know how to do it,
it's kind of cool. I like walking through this.
Yeah, Nick. Sorry, Nick. Hey, Nick. Continue.
Well, I'm just trying to figure out if I need to do it right now. That was the main thing.
You know, whether you have to do it right now, your boy Killer P's giving you a demo on how to do it right now, which is pretty cool. I mean, this is some pretty good utility, if you will, Nick.
Speed up this tap to continue process.
Can you just hurry up and finish this thing?
I'm committed. Look, here.
I'm just wondering, there's people. So let me just explain this for people listening to the audio thing. Pio's just clicking on random things right now.
And, do I send my mutant or my Gucci mutant?
Send your mutant.
Can't you send all of them?
If you're listening in on audio, Pio is entering his 10KTFs into battle right now.
This is cool.
The production value looks pretty good on this.
This is cool.
And
I got a mutant with a mutant bag. Let's go. Let's fuck.
Does that give you any bonuses?
KTF. I don't know, but this fucking 10KTF, baby.
I hit the equip button. This is your first time playing a video game?
I did. Look, it's equipped.
Okay, now submit avatar.
Submit avatar.
Yeah,
ready. Send a mission.
Let's go, dude. Wait.
So what does this mean? Okay.
Yeah, if you sell, you lose a mission.
All right.
No paper handed.
Let's go.
So is this just like a large animation to like lock? Yeah, to stake, exactly.
It's a little staking game. But I like the production value on it. It's cool. Like to see them, they're still pushing stuff out. That's fun.
Someone says Gucci gives you a 1.75x bonus. Bonus to what? What are you getting out of the pack for your multiplier? I have a backpack, so I can.
So
put
I should
a
do the Gucci
on
instead.
The Gucci ape.
I should do the Gucci instead.
That's what they're saying.
All right, I'm doing that then. See ya.
So if I have multiple Gucci apes,
you can skip the briefing at the bottom too.
Gotcha, gotcha, gotcha. All right, I'm a pro now. I'm figuring this out.
So you're going to do this later.
Yeah, I'm going to do this later.
And wait, you have to have one of the actual like base NFTs to like you have to have a cool cat. You know what I'm saying?
Well, or a Gucci thing.
Yeah, yeah, oh, but I'm saying like you basically you can't do these missions if you just own 10 KTF like stockroom stuff.
You
right?
need one of the avatars, but there's a lot of avatars that are okay.
Nick, no, that's cool.
It's Nick basically being like, yeah, that sounds about right. So basically, what you're saying is I can't get anything with.
Well, I think I sold all my 10 KTF like a month or two ago, but I'm just curious because, yeah, it means like, you know, not everyone in 10 KTF can run it, but you have to almost have like a character. I loved the UI and I like the direction that they're heading.
Apparently, you could send multiple avatars. People keep sending you that message, Pia.
Oh, but I only have one bag.
Yeah, so you get one with a bag and then you equip the other. Oh. Or then you put the other.
I can send him in without a bag?
Yeah, you sent him in. Yeah. He's going to be like the front guy that's going to take the bullets. The guy with the backpack will.
He's going to be dead real quick, though.
Yeah.
But hopefully it's not too violent of a battle.
Well, let's hope. Very cool stuff. Nick, did I say that you're going to did I hear that you're actually going to buy another? You're going to buy another Damien Hirst? Is that right?
No, I did not say that.
Oh, what did you say that you were going to buy?
Maybe a squiggle.
Have to equip something.
Yeah, you have to equip something. But that makes sense, right? You weren't going to be able to play the 10K.
You can't click submit avatar.
No, not without. So you gotta have some 10 KTF shit, dude. They're not gonna let you play the 10 KTF game if you don't have any 10 KTF stuff. Like, come on.
Could you say 10 KTF a couple more times?
I mean, 10 KTF, dude. Hey, brought to you by our sponsor, 10 KTF. No, I wish. Beeple was actually favoring a tweet that I engaged that it quoted me the other day, but we're not really friends yet. All right. So anyway, back to what we're talking about. We'd be remiss to not talk about Three Arrows Capital and what's going on there. We started with NFTs like we said we were going to, and now the next agenda item is Three Arrows Capital and the issues that they're having. Would love to hear your perspectives, Nick, especially on what's going on here. Do you think that this is a big nothing burger for the broader NFT and crypto space, or do you think that this is something we have to be worried about?
I'm less concerned about this than I am about Celsius and their inevitable dumping of crypto once they enable withdrawals. Like Three Arrows Capital, cool. They may be completely screwed. Theoretically, if they're holding a bunch of Bitcoin as well or crypto as a whole and they need to dump it because suddenly the fund is dead, then that'd be all right. But I don't think that's usually a fund like that is going to go get capitalized. And also this other Celsius is in a similar boat, but they're going to get capitalized and then their customers are going to all withdraw their money. So that to me is actually a bigger looming threat than Three Arrows Capital. This is just more indicative of the fact that a lot of people who are very articulate about their positions on crypto weren't properly positioned toward the downside. And so there's people who are getting liquidated and kind of screwed as a result of, their improper planning.
Yeah. And I mean, you can't, trust everything that you see on Twitter, but my understanding is that a big part of the issue that Three Arrows Capital faced is the fact that they had big bets on GBTC and STETH. So that's staked ETH, and then that's like synthetic Bitcoin that's tradable on the markets. And the issue with that is that those both were kind of thought to be pegged to the price of the, you know, underlying asset, right? So like people thought GBTC would trade at the price that Bitcoin is trading at, right? And people thought that staked ETH would trade at the price that ETH is trading at, right? But both of these things started to depeg. And if you think about some advanced trading models, right? If your assumption is that something is like one-to-one, right? You can do certain things with leverage. And when those things suddenly do not become one-to-one correlated, then your positions become way out of whack, right? Especially in a down market, it starts to exasperate the issue. Like I think at one point in time, staked ETH dropped below 90 cents, which means that staked ETH was essentially trading at a 10% discount to regular ETH. And if you were doing some sort of advanced trading with leverage and other tools, and it was all balanced out on the fact that those things would be heavily correlated and they start to, you know, depeg or decouple, whatever you want to call it, you know, that can cause these real shock issues, right? Where they may have just been like down, but not out. And then these like weird black swan events start happening, right? That just cause them to go, you could call it temporarily insolvent, right? Where like they're the position is good long term, but during this short term chaos, like on paper they're insolvent, but like the foundation of their trades is still good. That's what I sort of feel like is potentially happening over with Three Arrows Capital. Citadel is a whole another can of worms, but they once again were doing similar things as well. They were taking users' deposits.
You mean Celsius, not Citadel?
Yeah, sorry, Celsius. They were taking deposits of ETH, throwing it into staked ETH for the yield, and then people are like, well, I need my ETH back, and they're like, well, shit, I didn't think about that one. I can't give it back to you because it's staked for a year. So, oops, my bad.
Oops.
Got to restructure now. So, yeah, I mean, that, you know, not great news. I don't know much about Citadel. They're newer to the game, but I do know that Three Arrows Capital has a long history in this space. I think they started in 2011 with like $1 million and, you know, ran it up to being one of the biggest hedge funds in crypto. So I think that it's, you know, sad that, you know, they're struggling like this much right now. And I think that, you know, a lot of people are rooting for them to be able to come out of it. So you don't know with these things until like, you know, it's all and said and done, you know, like they could come out of it like in a bad spot, but like not completely KO'd, right? Or they are actively in the process of getting completely KO'd and none of us know it's happening, right? Like this is kind of like things that are, you know, the power elite of crypto know what's really going on, right? And because they have the books on everyone and they know. The problem is that Citadel or Three Arrows Capital has bad debt on the books of other companies. And if that bad debt then puts those other companies into problem, that's when things can, you know, unwind in a pretty ugly way.
That's what people are worried about, is the dominoes falling. That's exactly what, you know, that's why people are
like Three Arrow Capital has, you know, a $2 billion obligation to, you know, name another company out there. Right.
Well, a company we're not worried about, right, would be FTX.
FTX looking pretty good.
Is looking pretty damn good right now. What a surprise. They sponsor us. Go figure. FTX, still a great time to buy the dip. Spend $200 on crypto. You're going to get 20 free bucks on crypto. And let's be real, you need 20 bucks right now. So sign up at thenifty.com/FTX or with the code TheNifty on your FTX mobile app. The stock market's about to get hammered by another 50%. Well, it's a good thing that their FTX is rolling out stock market tools into their platform where you can buy fractional shares too, because you're completely broke right now. And all you can do is buy $6 of Tesla a day. But once Tesla gets whacked by another 50%, you're buying $6 a day.
You're getting then twice as much.
Exactly. And then once the Fed comes through and injects capital into the world again in 6 to 9 months, your Tesla's going to pump. You're going to be fucking rich just because you bought $6 a Tesla a day on FTX. So, I mean, sounds pretty good. I'm changing your fucking life right now. Sign up for FTX at thenifty.com/FTX or with the code TheNifty on your FTX mobile app.
Also, Anthony asked if there's an open bar at our party, and I just wanted to say there was. But there's no longer. So you're going to be buying the drinks. So
is that
there
true?
Go. No, it's still an open bar.
Okay.
You'll be paying for them in ETH, which is real cheap these days. So don't worry about it.
Anthony, it doesn't matter. Anthony sold his portals, so his ass ain't going. It doesn't matter. I'm literally looking at the list of everybody named Anthony on the list. If your name is Anthony, unfortunately, even if you're currently a portal holder, you're not going to get to go because we don't know this Anthony's last name, and we're just Knicks and Anthony's left and right. No, I'm just kidding, Anthony.
Anthony's going to buy a portal just in line to get into the party and just show it to you on his phone.
No, he's not. He said he's not. But actually, the way that we're doing it is you don't need to scan when you're there. You're going to give them your name. But if you own one of our NFTs, hop in the Discord and then go follow the link in there so that you can register. He's being serious about going with Luna. He's paying her $500, I guess, which is
instead of buying
ludicrous.
The NFT, I hate you, Anthony. I hate you.
Best role of all time. I love it.
So in terms of...
He's just like, I'm going to go with Luna.
So
go with Luna.
Grab the, he says we need to have a drink together. I'm not, dude, stay away from me at that event, please. You know, just stay away. Don't even come say hello. There's a great ledge to step off of there, actually, right at the, no, I'm just kidding. So, wow, he said tried to pull her away. He's like really aggressively hitting on Luna. That's interesting. In the comments. Oh, here she pops. She pops up. For those that are listening on the podcast, all 10 of you.
The hard-hitting content right now.
This part is a commentary between Anthony and Luna discussing their date that they're having. And what happens if Easy shows up is what I'm trying to figure out. Like, how does that fit into the mix? Anywho, go in the Discord. Register. We're almost towards being sold out. It is an open bar, technically for 2.5 hours. I don't even drink. And there's
and,
also
but you're going to be drinking that night. You're
there's also
be getting hammered.
There's also supposed to be hors d'oeuvres being passed around, but with the amount that they're charging for the hors d'oeuvres, that may be canceled. we'll have to see. Order dinner afterwards. That's what I recommend. Maybe we'll get like a plated meal somewhere and just completely. Canceled that aspect.
Yeah,
of
just
things.
Get like KFC. It's a bear market. Just go get a bunch of McDonald's burgers.
So look at this. This is a demo of what it's going to look like. Well, this is me.
Can you show me which one's like Easy, Luna, and Anthony in there? Like which one of them?
So this is me and Nick. Me and Nick right here saying, wow, this is such a great event. This is Kix right here. He's doing a line of cocaine off of some car keys. So that's an interesting thing to be doing. This is, like Luna and Elizabeth and some of the other female portal holders just being like, wow, we're so glad that we came. This is Anthony in the back. He's creeping people out. And we're actually going to have to get security to remove him.
He said, this is not cool.
Who's saying this is not cool?
Easy. Wait, hold on. There were two separate Easies in the disc. Did you see the Easy earlier that said Easy Gang, actually Easy? And using his that's interesting.
So there's different Easies. That's pretty good.
By the way, if you're still listening on this audio podcast, my apologies. This has gone. He's saying
don't worry.
Not
after
cool.
This little preview of NFT NYC. We'll talk a little bit about just the markets in general. Nick's thinking about a trade.
Sarah said that's beautiful. Drift on the skyscraper, and that's correct. We gave him access to the top of the building. Although I don't even think this building is tall enough for him. He prefers things that are a little more risky.
Definitely. Oh, yeah, me with the live music. I do have to
He says, how do I donate money to stop this? Look, the price is $100, Easy. So if you want us to stop discussing the...
Easy will donate $100 for the joke, and I don't want him to. I don't want him to.
Well, that'll go towards the salary. So, Easy, if you want to help support this business so you can keep getting paid, I recommend donating maybe around $500 here. That's what I would suggest.
Starting to sound like Walmart there, getting your employees to spend it all back, huh?
Dude, they learned that
model.
From Ford, right?
Yeah, they did learn it from Ford. Yep.
All right, we'll just stop discussing the thruple that's taking place. So Pia's pulled up the NFTs. Are we back to NFTs finally?
We're back to NFTs. I feel like I'm on a stream with grandpa and my great uncle over here. Everyone likes the great uncle. People don't really like grandpa right now, especially when he's not leaving you his inheritance. So you know who's who. But I got two old guys right here just being like, we've been working on NFT NYC for 18 hours. I've been looking at napkins. Get over it, Nick. We're knocking out this event.
Shit. You actually raised a good point. We got to book those napkins.
Can't have a party without some napkins. But
dude,
yeah,
these are
sponsored
napkins. We have sponsored napkins at the event. Shout out to Kumite for sponsoring the napkins, but it's like a logistical nightmare. There's a supply shortage with getting the napkins. That's the situation that we're dealing with at this point in time.
I think to sum up the NFT space, I think that when you look at macro, there's obviously a lot of people concerned about more pain ahead. If you trade one ETH equals one ETH, that maybe not matter to you so much. But like in USDC terms, sure, we could see some more pain ahead. But I think this is the moment in time where you see what projects, when the tide goes out, who's swimming naked, right? And we'll see what projects really, really stick through it. And so, you know, I'm definitely eyeing some opportunities in this market. I think Link Style is interesting. Bored Ape Yacht Club holding up well. You just walked us through 10KTF. Awesome to see them still doing things.
And I was able to send so you can send the Gucci asset in by itself. So I sent the Gucci asset.
Can you send me the link
in
for this? Where I'm supposed to go?
10KTF.com.
Okay.
Can you remember that?
Oh, classic. Can you remember that one? You dumb idiot.
All right. We're noticing some real tension between these two guys.
Louise, where did that come from?
So Nick Pio has finally achieved his goal of triggering Nick. He got it. He got the full blown response.
Because that response from Nick is totally worth like him actually getting mad because it's so funny.
Where am I sending them? Battletown? Probably.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
So send the Gucci in by itself and then equip the other stuff. Sorry, Kicks. Go ahead.
No, you're good. Yeah, so I think talking just like the overall markets, because like here's the reality. Let me just explain to you something. Like the reality of if you're actually like buying NFTs to try to make money, then you're acting as an investor. So it's probably smart for you not to have your head stuck in the sand and actually think about the other things, you know, going around. There's also opportunities to make some money. Spencer has talked about I forget if he uses equities or if he uses crypto, but he's hedging his NFT portfolio by shorting the markets, right? And has like made more money than he's lost on his NFT position. And I think like thinking about those kinds of things, once again, not financial advice, but like there's lots of things that you can be doing right now where you could be saying like, hey, I want to get into some NFTs, but I want to be, you know, short-term neutral, right? There's probably things that you can do to like, you know, achieve that position. That's why like, I was literally talking about the other day, like, could you have a shortest position against ETH, but be like long Bored Ape Yacht Club, right? That's like a very interesting thing because if NFTs do hold up in ETH well, you kind of completely hedge yourself off if what Michael Burry is saying is true and we go down another 50% from here, right? But I don't know. I think it's more likely that I don't think that we can keep raising rates to the fucking moon like the feds want to, because we have this crazy thing called a lot of national debt. And when you increase the interest rates, your interest on that debt goes up dramatically. So like they can only go that way for so long. And then they probably have to start going back in the other direction. And we probably just end up in a high inflation environment for multiple years. And that's just the reality. And the feds keep printing through it at some degree. And so I think in that case, I think the, you know, world is ending stuff is sure possible, but it's also possible that we just get another 3-4 months of pain and things kind of just like normalize out into like a somewhat shitty scenario, but people still got to find a way to make money. Right. And so you get kind of some stabilization in that. That could spell some good things for NFTs. That could spell some good things for, you know, other markets. So I don't know. Yeah, this could be the great bubble where everything goes to shit over the next 2 years, or it could just be the soft landing the Feds wanted is actually a turbulent ass landing, but you still get down on the ground and, you know, most people survive. I think that's
Jerome
also,
Powell driving the plane through just the
like
storm.
This, dude. Just like this, right through the fire. We're trying to have a soft landing here, ladies and gentlemen. Please put on your seatbelts. Like, that's the reality. But yeah, I think it's possible that, like the Russia Ukraine war kind of sorts itself out in 3 months. The inflation is shitty, but it's not going up more. It just kind of like flattens out at a terrible level of 15% a year, but at least it flattens out, right? And then the Feds are like, if we keep doing quantitative tightening and if we keep raising rates, we're literally going to like send us into a Great Depression. So they kind of take their pedal off the metal here in 4 months. You know what I mean? And then we shape up for like a decent 2023 where like you can buy NFTs without fear that it's going to reprice by 50%, even if, you know, the NFT itself stays good. Right. So, and in that kind of, you know, environment, there could be like really cool things. Like, once again, I've said it a couple of times. So like Sandbox comes out with a badass game in 2023. Right. And the markets are like choppy, but stable. Right. That could be a move, dude. Right. There's going to be rippers. But yeah, I don't think that people out there should be holding like crappy NFT projects thinking anyone's going to care about it in 6 months or a year.
Yeah, crappy ones, definitely not. The problem is that all the crappy creators are just going to totally abandon ship. That's the actual issue, right? So those creators are just gone. 10KTF, different story, right? That's like a 20-year thing. Nick, what are you thinking about right now?
I'm just observing your comments that you're having while you're live on this show. So that's,
what are you talking
that's
about?
Entertaining. What do you mean? The comments that you're having?
Like what?
Just discussing when you're moving to New York and those sorts of things and just hanging out. Should you, if there's anything else you all want to know, Pio's happy to just hop into the comments, take a break and just have a conversation there. Like it's a freaking message board. he wrote like an essay on one of those posts where he was like, oh, here's my thoughts on the market right now and why, Johnny, Dodo, you know, is wrong in the comment above. In terms of, the other thing I'm thinking about is just like what I'm buying, you know, like what am I interested in buying? How much would I put back into NFTs at this point? And that's a difficult thing to say.
And to your point, Nick, just to circle back on NFTs that you do own, Damien Hirst has been getting some volume lately, right?
Which a is lot.
Like your kind of art thesis. And so has like X Copy Grifters has had nice volume over the past week. So this kind of shifting into quality art thesis that you have. And I'm a big believer that things, the meta game shifts. You know what I mean? So like having a little art resurgence could be interesting. Everyone's always been calling for it and it's never happened, but maybe this is the time.
Well, it's going to happen. I mean, look, well, the Damien Hirst is the best one. Go ahead, Nick.
It's not either or. It's two separate things. The collectibles market is one that's volatile and, well, it's just volatile and it's highly speculative. The art market is more of a static level.
Dude, this thing is pumping. It's at,
no, just the ETH price.
$8,700. It was at $6,000 the other day.
Or 7,000.
Yeah.
Anyways, holler at your boy who bought it at 5, like a fucking genius. I also bought one at 1. So I've just been absolutely dominating this trade. You got one just sitting back there. Look how large that thing is. It's just
big
absolutely massive.
Guy, dude,
look how big that is. There you go. Hold on one sec.
This sucks. I can't believe this thing is 8,000. Look at that throw. Wow. I think Tony Romo would be impressed with that one. That was a serious. He's going to be looking at the film on that, and he's going to see that coming next time from a mile away. That was really something. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just listening to the podcast, we basically just got a demonstration of how to swing the hips, how to maximize body energy being transmitted all the way from the toes up through the midsection and then just transferred through that shoulder. Perfect.
I was afraid
mechanics.
Of hitting my camera, okay? People are giving analysis.
The mechanics were unbelievable. And yeah, I'm very impressed, needless to
Let's
say.
See, here we go.
Oh my God. Two times.
That football is coming out straight horizontal out of the hand there. I haven't seen a throw like that in a while.
What you call that unorthodox form? That's the stuff you can't teach. But when you have it, it's like being a knuckleballer
like
in baseball.
Pull it, intercept. It's hard to catch, but like you ain't throwing any interceptions either. You know what I mean?
Exactly. It's hard to catch because it's just so unorthodox, so unpredictable. That was impressive. Go long. Can we see the physical Hurst, please? Can we see it? Since we have a gentleman that owns it right now, we're going to throw the digital Hurst. Who gives a shit about that on the screen here? Man, it's good looking artwork. You can't say it's not. Wow. Wait, let's get a little focus on that. And can we see the back? Can we see the back? Look at this thing.
That's beautiful.
Oh my goodness. The see-through frame, so you see the signature from the Damien Hurst on the back. Coach K put it perfectly. Those are some nice dots. Oh, we have a show in 2 minutes. Me and Easy have a show in 2 minutes, so we won't be able to see.
Hey, thanks for that, Pio. Thanks for the update.
We talked a lot of NFTs today. I'm impressed with those guys. You know what I mean? We talked a little bear market opportunities, how things are going. We talked a little bit about the art side. Went into 10KTF, played around with their new mini game that came out. Nick's just bragging. That is like 3,000 ETH profit or $3,000 profit trade here.
No, this is way more, dude. The physical. So right now on Artsy, these are selling for 18,000 euros.
Damn.
Are they actually changing hands though?
That's debatable.
Okay. Liquidity is limited.
I like that. But hey, theoretically, if you wanted to buy one of those right now, that's how much you'd have to pay for. So
I think you'd probably have to undercut them at the moment. But Moonbird's down at a 16 level. What did I spent 60,000, I think, when I bought it and sold it for
70.
No, 10 ETH, so 80,000.
Okay. Well,
a little trade there.
That was a great little trade. Those were the good old days where you actually could make money trading things. That's clearly disappeared, and we all have to work at McDonald's. Thanks for watching, ladies and gentlemen. We will be back soon. If you're in NYC next week, if you're a whale, come to the Whale Breakfast Monday morning and the live show. It's going to be incredibly fun to actually do the show live on Tuesday. If you own a portal, make sure that you register to come to the Nifty Portal event at Mr. Purple in Lower East Side. It is a swanky, swanky joint. Don't get too drunk.
Someone said it's just dots.
Stay away from Anthony.
Hold on 1 sec. That's $17,000 of dots right there. Although you can buy it for $7.
I'm starting Easy's show while this is live. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, see you guys next time. Bye-bye.